views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. You know, I received congratulations from a client of mine for my number one Amazon international best-selling book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and this was the review that she wrote. Claire Candy Hoff crafts a compelling story of five past lives out of many, in which we get to experience not only those lives, challenges, and triumphs, but also the heavenly realms and the process upon our return there. I was mesmerized by her honesty, her insight, and love. I felt her suffering and struggles and celebrated her triumphs. The love and honor given to souls who are brave enough to incarnate on earth is reassuring, and it gives one a deep respect for our bravery as souls. I highly recommend this book to anyone interested in the afterlife, the present life, and past lives. It is a breath of fresh air told with love, and that's by J.B. King. Thank you so much for that lovely review to go on your own journey of remembrance with our brave heroine, who is me, Angel Ariel. Through physical and non-physical lifetimes, you can purchase One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And you can do this on the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or on Amazon. You know what, everybody? There was no way possible that my two novels, One True Home, and also I Am an Angelic Walk-In, could ever have been written with the fearful and self-doubting energies that the former soul of Claire Candy clung to for 47 and a half of her earthly incarnation. In today's show, I would like to share with you some insights about some of my extraordinary experiences that I write about in my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which some of you may not know is actually the sequel to One True Home, behind the veil of forgetfulness. You know, everyone, 15 years ago, I didn't know the meaning of the term walk-in. I'd never heard of it before. 15 years ago, I was not particularly spiritual or religious. I'd balked at religious participation as a child. I had to be dragged along, and I went purely went through the motions as an adult when I was forced to participate in activities. 15 years ago, I was experiencing one of the darkest periods of my life. In fact, I'd lived for the better part of 47 and a half years of life, not experiencing life, but merely reacting to life as a victim, blaming, and feeling unfulfilled, empty, and questioning why the heck I was ever born. I tried to commit suicide twice, and I asked God continually to help me make my life end. Well, that was all about to change on January 11th of 2003, when I went through an incredible life-changing transformation. In fact, 3 months after experiencing the characteristics that accompanied this very life change, I was divinely led to the people and the information that shared and confirmed to me that I had what is called a walk-in experience. Now, in this way, it wasn't like a hypochondriac that hears about the symptoms and then starts to display them. I didn't read about walk-ins and then copy exhibit the characteristics. I lived the transformation first, experienced the characteristics, and then found out about the term walk-in and the information later on. Now, there are several different kinds of walk-ins, and mine was an angelic walk-in. And that's what happened on January 11th, 2003, as I am Angel Ariel. Now, as I speak about in my novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, every soul, every single soul who incarnates in human form writes the contract of their life, and they choose when they will exit this, their human incarnation. Walk-ins occur when a soul on the earth plane becomes so deeply saddened and disillusioned by their human experience that they unconsciously ask to end and to be released early from their earthly contract. Now, this strong desire to end their physical life early, it may result in sustained mental and emotional depression, trauma, abuse, suicidal desires as well. Now, in this case, the person is just so weary and so exhausted by the continual emotional abuse that they've endured, either outside of themselves or self-induced, that they simply want to exit in order to stop the constant pain and suffering. A person may be so shut off on a conscious level that they never share their pain and torment with another human, yet their soul or their higher self is more than willing to seek help for them. With humans being continually protected, guided, and watched over by angels and spirit guides, our non-physical guardians, they constantly monitor how human beings are coping on the earth plane. And because they really can't interfere with our free will, sometimes they look on helplessly as some humans slip further and further away from the light of divine connection, and they get lost in the darkness. When the human soul has shown absolutely no inclination to gain control or empower their lives, and they continually ask unconsciously to exit their contract, then a spiritually advanced soul from across the veil will initiate a dialogue on an unconscious level with the human soul while they are in their sleep state. Now, this is done because in their perpetual emotional negativity and darkness, the negativity that the human soul's energies are captured by are not high enough when they are awake to perceive any kind of conversation. That's why it happens with the higher soul of the person. Now, in this conversation, the spiritually advanced soul from across the veil in heaven will present the possibility of the human soul giving up their incarnation with full permission for another soul to walk in and take over their physical body. Now, this is a contract between two souls, and it is solely dependent on the free will choice of the human's higher self. Because of their advanced spiritual enlightenment, a walk-in has earned the right to ask humans who are in deep pain if they'd like to be released from their earthly contract. Because walk-ins have such an important role to play in raising the consciousness of Earth, they can bypass the usual process of coming in through a baby's body at birth. In this way, they don't have to wait to grow up, but can be effective immediately in being of service to humanity and starting by holding vast amounts of light. The spiritually advanced soul across the veil would address the deeply saddened earth soul in their sleep state and initiate a conversation much like this. They would say, instead of committing suicide, instead of wasting the body that you are in now, you can be of service to the light and allow me to help you. In so doing, you can go home to God with honors and end your pain and suffering. Now, the walk-in would make it very clear to the human soul that there is no shame and there's no failure in not having completed their contract. In addition, the walk-in explains that they will accept the full responsibility for the human soul's life. Now, the reason that everything will be followed precisely is because the walk-in retains the complete memory imprint of the soul who is walking out. It's much like a computer chip. The former soul's brain retains every minute detail and information that they experienced in their life. But what we don't acquire is the deeply sad and tormented emotional imprint that goes along with the previous soul's life, and all that remains is love. In fact, the walk-in brings a clear-eyed ability to solve even the most long-standing, insurmountable problems left by the former soul that they just couldn't solve. This is tantamount for the walk-in to bring all aspects of the former soul's life into alignment, for them then to be able to create what is basically a brand new life. Because if the walk-in was saddled with the same unresolved emotional sadness of the walkout's soul, it would stop the walk-in from doing their important work and getting on with their mission to be of service to humanity. Now, usually the souls will spend a great deal of time discussing their exchange, and in some cases, it can take years. I spoke to the former soul of Claire Candy when she was in the body for close to about 2.5 years before she acquiesced to stop her pain and suffering. When the walk-in and the human soul are in full agreement, an intersection episode will be planned for the exchange to take place. Now, walk-ins can occur because of a serious illness. It can happen during a surgery, an accident, a near-death experience, or during sleep or meditation. Once the exchange of souls is complete, the new soul wakes up and they have absolutely no recollection of the walk-in experience. One does not come in with a handbook tied around their wrist or their ankle telling them what happened. The process is actually blocked because that is what happens when one returns from a higher dimensional reality where there's no measure of time and they come back to the denser aspects of the physical dimension. And the world was very much three-dimensional back in 2003. Although we can't remember what has happened to us, what we do know is that everything is different and it feels like we are living the wrong life. My tastes in food, clothing, and music changed. I had completely different attitudes, perceptions, personality, and characteristics. And many walk-ins like myself struggle to identify with their personality with the body that they've taken over and the mental imprint of that personality. This is because they usually come in when the human soul's personality has been so emotionally damaged or the body has been physically unhealthy and compromised in some way with drugs, alcohol, and poor eating habits. Walk-in souls also have the ability and the responsibility to learn how to live among others who are the original souls that the former soul wrote in their contract, in their contract for their incarnation, friends, family, neighbors, co-workers. Now, there's another thing that walk-ins have to deal with is that people who were in the former soul's life think that you have gone burlesque. You've gone crazy. Although you look the same, in many cases, family, friends, business colleagues may think you've had a leave of your senses. For instance, that well-paying position in a business or corporation where perhaps you had prestige and all kinds of perks, it no longer interests you, and you walk away and find yourself being directed to something perhaps spiritually motivated in the healing arts to help people and raise the consciousness of humanity. After my walk-in experience, I felt a great urgency to sell my very profitable coffee shop, which I had owned for 3 years with a partner, and to get my 2 degrees in Reiki. And the very next day after I got those degrees, I got a business license and I created my full-time healing practice, Angel Healing House. One of my clients who experienced a walk-in said that he used to be a leader, an international speaker with great recognition for an organization, and he'd received multiple up rewards for all the people he had recruited for selling a particular product and all those people who were pyramided under him. Because of his recruitment, he received a new car, he got several free trips overseas, and the incentive of even more money. After his walk-in experience, he completely walked away from the lucrative business empire that he had built up, and he studied Reiki and he became a healing practitioner. Another thing endemic to many walk-ins is that no matter how dire their financial situation becomes and how scarce money is, they find that they just cannot go back to what they were doing before. This is because walk-ins are driven by their inner compass to be of service to humanity, and this is their driving mission. Now, there are many who are listening who may think, you know, I would love to stop pain and suffering in my life. Why don't I just ask to have this walk-in experience and be done and released from my earthly contract? Oh, and the posse of angels wish to reiterate and make it very clear that a person on the earth plane cannot consciously ask to be taken out of their contract by having a walk-in experience. In fact, if a person is awakened enough to know what a walk-in is, then they are awakened enough to proactively affect their lives, connect with their divine eternal natures, and finish their earthly contract. Hardships and challenges included, as they are so often our greatest teachers. And the Posse of Angels are adding here that although hardships and challenges are part of human life, suffering is optional. You know, everyone, once I experienced this angelic soul exchange and found out who I was and why I had returned, I began then to live a heaven on earth existence as I followed the voice of God speaking through my heart, never questioning it, and the signs and communication with my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, as my life now was one of complete service and devotion to God's source. And while not every walk-in writes in their contract to be with their twin flame, 9 months after I walked in, I drew my beloved twin flame, Pete, to myself and married 15 years ago on November 15th, and we have been on our twin flame mission ever since. The reason that there have been increased numbers of walk-ins specifically in the last 20 years was because of the utmost importance for everyone to hold as much light as possible to help raise the consciousness for the ascension of planet Earth. This increased light helped to transmute and transform negativity on the planet and reveal much to increase unity, peace, and love in the world. Now, there have been quite a number of questions, a few questions that I get frequently asked. One of them, if not all walk-ins come from the angelic realm like yourself, what are the other kinds of walk-ins? Okay, the walk-ins that most people are familiar with are the hierarchical figures like Jesus, who was the ascended master, Lord Sananda, before he walked in as Jesus, and Siddhartha Gautama, who became the Buddha. These figures brought life to light, so much light to very dark times. A walk-in can be a star seed who comes from other planets, star systems, and dimensions. They're part of our galactic family, and they bring in wealth of knowledge about technology, free energy, and health. A walk-in can also be a spiritually advanced spirit guide who wishes to help with Earth's ascension by incarnating on the planet in human form once more. Or they can be like me and come from the angelic realm. You know, if you are feeling at all estranged from your own being, and are having difficulty relating to people in your life where you may not have had trouble before, you could have had a walk-in experience. I share information, my autobiography, which is entitled, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, to help others discern whether they also have had this amazing experience. But please do remember that whatever anyone tells you, and this is no matter how much they're an expert or a guru or a shaman or a master, no matter who they are, about whether you are a walk-in or a not a walk-in, the most important thing to remember for you is to do your own research and decide if this is truth for you. You can purchase my novels again at angelhealinghouse.com or on Amazon. So you have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be taking some callers. If you'd like to call in, you can call in on 1-800 930 2819. We will see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. I was just in the first part of the program, if you had just called in, I've been speaking about my angelic walk-in experience, which I write about in my number one Amazon International best-selling novel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Now, for those of you who think that you might have had a walk-in experience, there is lots of information in this book to help you to do your own research to find out whether you have had this experience or not, or if you're just interested in walk-ins. The book can be purchased on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, on Amazon, and also you can purchase and download it to listen to it on audible.com. We have some callers hanging on the line today. Let's go to our first caller. We have Ashley in Virginia. Ashley, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. How are you today?
Hi, Candy. I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's happening in your world?
Well, you know, I felt like in the last couple months, July, August, have been like some of the more transformational months for me in a long time, if not ever. So I definitely feel like I'm in a different, more powerful place now than I was just those couple months ago. And I think it's for a lot of reasons. I know that a lot of people feel that way, but I would just like to ask them, you know, I don't feel like there's anything else I need to be doing. I feel like I'm in the right place, but just in case I missed anything, I wanted to ask them about that. And also I wanted to ask if I'm utilizing my time correctly. In other words, the things that I'm putting my time towards, is that what they want me to be doing? So that's what I wanted to ask about.
Great questions. And they're saying, yes, dear beloved Ashley, this is, you hit the nail on the head that us as a collective consciousness that has enlightened and shifted, and my legs are just buzzing, which means truth, is that the last 3 months has been so enormous. We would not have gone through that as a collective if we weren't ready to accept and to be high vibrational enough and shifted enough to see the reveals that are coming out, to see the disclosures, you know, to for us to change and shift into, it's like Mach speed that we're in now. What we're doing, what we're doing now, and some people see it as a feeling of lightness. They see it a feeling more of freedom. Some people are like waiting now for the next shoe to drop. It's like, what should I do next? And what we're doing now as a collective is we're integrating. We're integrating all that we shifted, all that we that came to the surface. I know a lot of people had illnesses around the time of the eclipse. Certain physical ailments happened during that time as we pushed through that last, if you would want to call it, energetic sludge that had to be dealt with as we popped out the other side. But now what we're doing is we're integrating all of that. And that's got had a lot of people asking me, you know, am I doing the right thing now? You know, what should I be doing now? And as you were asking me that, if whatever we're doing, if it's utilizing fun, playfulness, passion, and creativity, then yes, we're supposed to be doing it. Anything that doesn't tick those boxes, anything that feels like you should or ought to or have to, anything that feels like, oh, well, you know, it's expected of me, or, you know, anything under any obligation will make us feel just gosh darn awful. So they really want us to know. They really want us to know that all we need to do now is be in that abundance of having fun, playing, creating, being passionate, being excited. Do things that are fun. Do things that make you excited. And that is creating your reality for you. Because what we thought about manifestation before is, you know, we held the affirmations, we held positive thoughts, we said loving words, kind words, you know, felt, you know, compassion and everything, held those positive and optimistic thoughts. And then we waited for manifestation. But in the fifth dimension, it doesn't happen like that. In the fifth dimension, because there's only 0 point, there's only the present moment, you know, the nanosecond of the now, as I call it, it's by creating that we're creating our reality. We're creating then the opportunity and connections and the people that will magically and just unbelievably expect the unexpected to happen to create more of being supported, promoted, recognized in order to create more. And that's the way the fifth dimension works, is we're creating the manifestation instead of just saying those random affirmations and things to keep our energies high and then expecting them to magically happen. What we're actually doing is we're creating them with the fun and the playfulness. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out. It feels so much lighter because we've stepped into our divine eternal natures and we know now that we don't have to push for anything.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Just feels so light and so very, I don't know. Somebody said, if I knew this like 20 years before, I wish I'd known this. And I said, but you were a different person then. I said, you know.
Yeah.
You know, knowing something and then to be able to do something about it energetically, it has to match your energies within you. Okay, so here we go. Your first card that's coming out is the Four of Wands. This is the marriage card. Oh, oh. Well, you know what? I hope you invite me. This is the celebration card. Oh, I just get such a good feeling in my heart. And yes, Yes. It's not just about romance, although the posse of angels are pushing me in the back and they're going, you know, you're going to buy a lovely dress and shoes to match and what have you, and be invited to this lovely celebration. That's just them sniggering in my ear, but this has also to do, this has also to do with business as well. And opportunities for you work-wise. So it's just an all-over card of, you know, waters flowing, ease and grace, celebrations, both in your work life and also romantically. Oh, it's that gives me shivers. It's so lovely. And next card is the death card. It's the card of true endings and beginnings. And why am I not surprised that that comes in, especially after that celebration card, which they nudged me about relationships, romance, and also business happening. And then the next card that comes in is another four, which is the Four of Cups. This is traditionally the apathy card or boredom, but I don't feel at all that this, that those two words are aligned with you. I see the cup over her head, and God will be offering you this celebration cup. This is especially for you. And they're saying, you've earned this. It is so well deserved what is coming in for you. It's more security. It's more of a strong foundation. It's long lasting. It's not like it's going to be fleeting and then it's, you're going to have to find security elsewhere. This is long lasting, and your cups, they're just saying your cups will run, your cups are runneth over. That's what they're saying. So it's beautiful. And I'm going to choose a card from a deck which I absolutely love, which I'll hold it up. It's called The Oracle of E, Pam Grout and Colette Baron Reed. One of the more creative decks, I will say, out there in the way that it approaches messages. And just because I'm guided to pull another Oracle of E card, which I don't usually do, but I just felt guided to do it today. You got Magic Carpet Ride. And I'm surprised. Get on your magic carpet, Ashley. And it reads, go ahead, open it. It's your invitation for a personal magic carpet ride to anywhere you want to go. You don't even need to send an RSVP. Jump aboard, my friend. You are on your way to enchantment and miracles, both romantically and in your work life. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful day.
Thank you, Candy.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ashley. And that was wonderful. All the calls are wonderful. But that one in particular, because we addressed how we're integrating the energies that we went through in the summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, in the winter in the summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, winter in the Southern Hemisphere. And now is a time to play, have fun, passionately create, because we're creating our realities. Let's go to our next caller. We have Wendy. Wendy is from Washington. Welcome, Wendy from Washington.
Well, thank you, Candy. I really appreciate your insights today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I was calling to ask if my angels had additional insights for me around the writing and publishing work that I'm working to do.
Okay. The first thing that they want you to know is, and they're showing them to me, they're showing me little planes that are lined up like at the airport. And they're saying, Wendy, they want you to know that the books are already written. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Knowing this for me takes a tremendous amount of burden or effort, not effort, but But, you know, this heaviness of thinking, where am I going to get the ideas from? Or where's the inspiration going to come from? They're there and they're all waiting for you. Now, in what regard, into bringing the books forth, into publishing them, in what regard were you asking specifically?
Well, what I'm working to do is to be more efficient and effective with how I write them and paying attention to ritual of really calling in my guides before I sit to write or to edit or just, you know, through the various steps, because it just, it takes a fair amount of time and effort to do your best job. So I've just been looking for ways to make that be more angelic and
absolutely. That's interesting that you ask that, because I was urged, I guess, and I felt a push to put my process that I grow through every time I write, and especially because I just started a new book a couple of days ago, and I give my writing, because I know it's a gift from God, and I give it a great deal of reverence. Therefore, I light scented candles. I sage the room. I have a beautiful vanilla and rose room spray. I used to write at the same time before I got into the pattern of channeling and it coming so easily for me. I got into the habit of writing at a specific time every single day. Now, I know, having spoken to many writers, that this helps them enormously. Some people set, you know, their clocks to like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and they get 3 hours in by the time before they go to work, or, you know, they start writing in the wee hours at about 11 o'clock, you know, and then do 3 or 4 hours and then go to sleep if they don't have a job they have to go get up for the next day. But it does help. It does help to have a certain time, and there's a certain rhythm that you have, like with anything that you love and that you do continually. Another thing that I do, and I've done in the past, is I choose specific pieces of music to listen to. I can take, you know, any one of my books and say Beethoven helped me write this book, because I listened to his, you know, sort of 9 symphonies, you know, over and over and over again while I brought this out. Bach's amazing music, Vivaldi, Corelli. This time around, I did not feel drawn to the classical composers, and I did film scores, you know, of the movies that I love, absolutely love, and they evoke such emotion and feeling. Ennio Morricone and John Barry and Dario Marinelli, who did Pride and Prejudice, Hans Zimmer, and so John Williams, you know, with his Star Wars or E.T. I don't know, for some reason I was drawn to that. So you want to, writing is not just writing. Writing is involving all of your senses. Before I write, sometimes I go out on my balcony and I speak to the hummingbirds and I talk to them and I just let myself meld in with the energies of nature. So for me and writing, I involve all of my senses. It's the scent of the beautiful vanilla and the rose spray in the room. It's the hearing these extraordinary pieces of music. It's the candles that are flickering in front of me. And I have crystals galore in this room, you know, which are lifting the vibrational frequency. And I say thank you before I write. I say thank you to God for co-creating the seed of writing in my soul. And I have so many authors and writers in my posse of angels. And you too, any writer can call in their guides to help them write. Or you can call in the help of a writer that you love, a Hemingway, a Tennyson. I know I would be calling in Jane Eyre, you know, Emily Bronte, you know, the amazing Jane Austen, you know, beautiful, beautiful women writers, and get that sense that I am not alone doing this, you know. It's because I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. And so if you can encapsulate some of that, all of it, maybe just a part of it, I think it would go a long way to help you to revere this special gift of yours, and never doubt that it is divinely driven. Let's go to the cards. Okay. The first card is coming out for you is the Seven of Wands. Now, the Seven of Wands is the card, and well, there is no competition, but traditionally it's the rising above the competition card. And the only person that we're competing with is ourselves. So in this case, they want you to really value what you do, honor it, respect it, and give it the priority, make it the priority and the credence that it so richly deserves. Because the more that we value ourselves, the more that will bring value to us in our reality. And the next card for you, oh, and I did shuffle, is the Celebration card, is again the Four of Wands. Now, when Ashley got this card before, I didn't explain, there are several Celebration cards in the tarot deck, but this one in particular has to do with a celebration of hard work and effort that went into something, and this is the card of being recognized for it and the success around it. So there's going to be lots of opportunities for you to have success around those books, and there you go. The next card for you as well is the Death card. This is the card of new beginnings. I don't know, have you done any interviews about your books, Wendy?
I have. I've been fortunate to have a fair number with the first book, and I'm getting ready to do that with the second book.
Okay. All right. They really are stressing the importance of this, because the book is your calling card. That's what it is. It's to get your energies and your message of indirectly or directly being that spiritual teacher, being that metaphysician, being that alchemist about, you know, creating your world and worlds through your creative seeds that have been placed in your heart and co-created there by you and God's source. So let me go to my Oracle of E cards and choose another card, or one card for Wendy, just to give a little bit more guidance. And we'll see what comes out. Okay, pertaining to her wonderful gift of writing. Huh, okay, you got superhero. So let's read what superhero is all about. So maybe you should get your coat, your cape out of the closet. It says right now, you've got superhuman strength. The truth is you always do, but most of the time you don't need it. Why bother? Everything is rocking along just fine for you. You're about to learn just how cool and how strong and how amazing you really are. And when we look at what you were asking about, is your books and your writing, this is your mission. This is your path. There are many more books to come out, Wendy, and there are many more adventures which you will be going on, which the angels, I can hear them giggling in the background, and they are already putting out those cobblestones and those breadcrumbs for you to follow, to share your wonderful, wonderful books with others, and to spread your message. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, this was wonderful. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Take care.
You too. Thank you, Candy.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Christy in California. Christy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Good. How are you, Candy?
I am very well. What's happening in your world?
Oh, my goodness. It's been such a culmination of transitions, endings, new beginnings, wrapping up the last loose ends, and we're in the process of moving to our dream home and starting a family, and also launched our online academy this month.
Wow.
And I just wondered if the Posse of Angels has anything specific that they're seeing as our next step during this transition period and this period of endings and new beginnings.
Okay. What they're saying to me is take time to enjoy what you have manifested, what you've created.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you now jump to the next thing, what is it, the next thing? Really relish the amazing, amazing, relationship that you've drawn to yourself. Really take time to cherish, cherish the union of coming together and and those children that are in spirit, that are just knocking on the door and waiting to come in. They're saying you're now going to integrate all that you've worked so very hard for, and don't wish this time away thinking, what is the next thing we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because you think back, to 2 years ago when the relationship wasn't there, when the house wasn't there, when the academy wasn't there, that's what happens when we get something and then it seems like we've had it forever and we're on to the next thing. So if you can really cherish this and really be present with it, it's going to help enormously. Your first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Pentacles. And they really do want you to know that the more present and the more you really cherish and you feel sundered by what you have now, then like the Knight of Pentacles, who is a plotter, who is somebody that, you know, shows up, is trustworthy, and has a deep attention to doing his tasks, then he is abundant in his reality. The next card is coming out for you is the this is the Page of Cups, and like the fish popping out of the cup, this is the child or the children that are just waiting to pop out. They're just so clamoring, clamoring to come out. And then this is the three. I don't know if you feel them. I can feel them. The next one is the Three of Wands. The next is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands is watching your ship come in. So this is you pregnant, not only in body, but you're pregnant with possibilities as you watch all your hard work coming in. Those ships are coming to shore for you, and they really want you to cherish what you've created and have for now, because you will be very busy and in demand later on. But now you have to be like the Empress and prepare yourself for those births. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Christy.
Absolutely. I have tears in my eyes as you've been speaking. So thank you so, so much for this beautiful guidance. And thank you to the Posse of Angels.
I'm sending you so much love. Say hi to the children.
I will.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care.
Thank you. Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Ooh, I feel a goosebumply and tingly. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Do remember that Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have missed any of the shows, they're all archived on my host page on Transformation Talk Radio, and you can get all of my books on Amazon.com. You can get I Am an Angelic Walk-In on Audible.com or go to angelhealinghouse.com. Go out, everyone, and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.